You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Let me get this straight here. We have a British surgeon who thinks that King Tut had a hormonal imbalance, which gave him gynecomastia, or what a lot of men call man boobs. And they think this condition could be why he died so young. Maybe he had epilepsy as well. Let's just kind of read through this. This just caught my eye. All right. This is coming from Mail Online. A new theory suggests that the Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce it. And many of his immediate predecessors suffered from an all too common affliction, man boobs, they say. Now, Hutan Ashrafia, and I guess a British surgeon, believes it could explain the reason for King Tut's death in his teens. I'm looking at the King Tut statue. He does have some breasts, kind of an A cup. Mr. Ashrafian of Imperial College London points out that Tut and his immediate predecessors all died young and had distinctly feminine physiques. Smenkhkare, a pharaoh who is believed to have been King Tut's uncle or older brother, thought to have been, and then I guess Akhenaten, King Tut's father, are depicted in painting and sculptures with large hips, wide hips, and large breasts. Mr. Ashrafian points out that each pharaoh died at a slightly younger age than his predecessor, suggesting an inherited disorder. I can believe that. This is kind of interesting. This theory is backed up by the fact that the two pharaohs who came before Akhenaten, which is Tut's father, Amenhotep III and Thutmose IV, Thutmose might have had a dental issue, also appears to have similar physiques. They say King Tut's tomb was discovered in 1922, sparking considerable debate over the cause of his death. Some think he was murdered. Some think he was bit by a snake, leprosy, malaria, tuberculosis, sickle cell anemia, or even killed in a chariot accident. Many theories. But now, this doctor believes that he suffered from a temporal lobe epilepsy, which could also account for large breasts. This epilepsy causes hallucinations, especially with exposure to sunlight. The temporal lobe deals with hormones and releasing of hormones involved in sexual development. So he thinks that if there was an issue with this temporal lobe, but I mean, it could have been a tumor also. You know, if you have seizures, it doesn't necessarily mean epilepsy. There could be a variety of things that give you seizures. But apparently, King Tut's body had a fractured leg, which Mr. Ashrafian believes could have been the result of an epileptic seizure. That's stretching it a little bit. But the fractured leg, you know, could also be one of the reasons why they thought he was killed in the chariot accident. All right. So let me see here. Any other? Okay, Thutmose. What about Thutmose? He experienced a religious vision in the middle of a sunny day, which was recorded in the dream stele, an inscription near the Sphinx. Oh, so they're thinking maybe this vision was actually from an epileptic seizure. They say people with temporal lobe epilepsy who are exposed to sunlight get the same sort of stimulation of the mind and religious zeal. I don't know. It's an interesting hypothesis. King Tut has man boobs. Now, I gotta admit, a lot of men have tissue around their breasts, which is why when we talk about breast cancer with men and they giggle, I say, don't giggle. You know, men can get breast cancer. It's actually more common than you think. A lot of men go, gosh, I always have to wear loose shirts to cover it up. A lot of men have it. And we call enlarged breast tissue of a man gynecomastia. We mammogram it sometimes, we ultrasound it, and we make sure that there could be nothing kooky, you know, going on. But it's very common. A lot of boys get that type of tissue, and it's from your sex hormones. The more fat you have, the more you increase your estrogen, and estrogen can cause enhancement of breast tissue. And so that's why you see overweight boys many times appear to have breasts. And it goes with the fat, but same thing with girls. These young girls who are really skinny don't seem to develop as much as an obese girl. Obese girls would get more voluptuous, which is why we could always tell an anorexic, somebody who used to be anorexic in high school, because they don't seem to have as enhanced a breast development as somebody else that would have with their body frame who wasn't messing with their fat distribution and their amount of fat in their body. Because fat makes sex hormones, fat makes curves. Interesting theory, King Tut. All right, we got a lot to talk about on today's show. Looks like we have the list of the best U.S. colleges and I guess what it costs to go to each year. We have Facebook making you fat. Why is Facebook making us fat? How to decrease your appetite with exercise. A little bit more on breaking news as we get it. Indiana farm linked to salmonella is starting to now pull watermelons, so we don't have even more of a nasty outbreak than we've had. And there was something else. Oh, yeah. Looks like we have memory loss and people who are married to people who smoke. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Number form of that, the number translation is 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. Even though we're going to tell you that Facebook makes you fat, I still want you to search up the Dr. Dahlia Show. Find the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Find me. I know there's a couple of them. Find the one that has a few thousand people. That's the one that I'm on. That's the one I talk to you on and give you status updates, medical updates, health updates, news updates, whatever comes. Also, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I usually follow you back. Sometimes Twitter blocks you sometimes you need more followers for every time you follow people back. Don't ask, but usually we follow back, and it's a great way to get the word out. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Don is working the dials. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and get to more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dolly Alaskan Cruise. We are going to Alaska next summer. It's going to be a beautiful week-long trip. Got a lot of goodies. Whenever you travel as a group, we get a lot of goodies, but we definitely give you a lot of alone time for you to check out the scenery and do excursions and have fun and go fishing and anything else you want. But a lot of fun stuff we got planned for our Dr. Dahlia cruise. So please check it out on my website at drdahlia.com. Okay, this is interesting. Study came out saying women who are sexually aroused will be less disgusted by things that they would find disgusting if they weren't sexually aroused. All right. They study everything these days. Researchers at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands asked female participants to complete various disgusting seeming actions, like drinking from a cup with an insect, wiping their hands with a used tissue. They say sexually aroused subjects responded to the tasks with less disgust than subjects who were not aroused, saying apparently if you're sexually aroused, you are more willing to do certain things, even certain sexual things. These findings, they say, indicate that lack of sexual arousal may interfere with functional sex, as it may prevent the reduction of disgust and disgust-related avoidance tendencies. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, why are we listening to this? Why are we even talking about this? What does this relate to? We still haven't figured out why women's sex drives go down and how to get these said wives, back into bed with their husbands. All right. I can't tell you how many emails I get. My wife won't sleep with me anymore. My wife won't sleep with anyone. My wife isn't into oral sex. My wife isn't into this. What do I do? Because, of course, you guys are watching TV and movies and you see that these people are doing everything, or you remember your wife 20 years ago and should do all that. So these researchers are trying to figure out how they could revitalize women's desire to do certain things. You know, some women find oral sex disgusting, but if they're sexually aroused first, they'll do it. That's what they're saying. Okay. Which is why many sex therapists, and we've discussed this on my show, will recommend if a woman does not have a sex drive at the time when you and she want to engage, let her watch some pornography. Let her self-stimulate using an aid or whatever, because once she's in the mood, she'll be more willing to engage, which makes sense. The researchers divided the female participants into three groups and asked each to watch a video before performing tasks. One of the groups watched female-friendly erotica, while other, I don't know where you get that DVD. No, I'm not going to put it on my website. While another watched extreme sports, and the third watched a video of a train, which was meant to just offer kind of a neutral response. There's a train going by. Then the groups were asked to use tissue or drink from a cup with a bug in it. And then the researchers found that the sexually aroused group had less feelings of disgust. The insect was actually made of plastic, and the tissue was colored with ink to make it look used. It really wasn't a real insect. It really wasn't real boogers or mucus on the Kleenex. But the subjects didn't know that. The group who watched the female erotica also successfully completed most of the tasks assigned to them. So the authors conclude that sexual arousal has the effect on women's disgust response. I can believe it. You know, what do you do? You know, it's interesting because, it's not interesting. It's very frustrating for especially many of my men listeners. How do I get my wife to do things like in the olden days? And we haven't figured that out. We really haven't. And unfortunately, many men go through life sexless. They haven't had sex in years. And they love their wife and they're going to stay true to her. They're going to stay loyal till death do you part. But they aren't having sex. And the women feel guilty. Women feel like, oh, he's going to leave me. He's going to cheat on me. And this is just an issue that has been going on for decades. And we still haven't been able to figure it out, which is, like I said, so far the closest thing is, you know, she having some sort of stimulatory time, whether you're in the room or not, and then hopefully a little bit more willing to engage. But it's difficult. It's extremely difficult. 1-877-TALK-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. Superpowered bacteria may be behind these sinus infections. You know how sinus infections seem to never go away, or you seem to get chronic sinus infections? Well, apparently a study thinks that they know why. They say harmless bacteria become superpowered and create this trouble in the sinuses of people who are more vulnerable. They say the research doesn't seem likely to immediately help relieve long-lasting sinus infections, but the study could open the door to a greater understanding of the disease. What is supercharging or superpowering these bacteria? This would explain why patients never recover or they keep being afflicted with sinus disease, and maybe they'll have an alternative approach. Sinus infections are defined as chronic when they just lag on for more than a few months. Bacteria could cause them, usually after a cold, as a secondary infection, swelling, mucus production, viruses, of course. A lot of times allergies put you at risk for sinus infection because they, cause a change and a vulnerability sometimes to your sinuses, a weakness. And so the CDC estimates that at least 30 million adults in the U.S. suffer from sinus infections. The new study examined what happened in the sinuses of infected people. And usually the sinuses hold bacteria that aren't harmful. Remember, when you breathe air, it's not sterile. So bacteria comes into the sinuses, it comes into the mouth, they set up shop and they live there, just like with your bowel. You introduce bacteria into the bowel. It sits there. They're happy. They're fine. No big deal. They looked at 10 people with chronic sinus infections, 10 healthy people. They found evidence of normally benign bacteria that actually become superpowered and turn bad. They go rogue because other bacteria aren't around to keep them in check. Maybe antibiotic treatment wipes out the other bacteria, so this new superpowered resistant bacteria comes on. We don't know. So it's an interesting study. I still don't see where they're going to quickly, be able to come up with some sort of a treatment. I mean, wow, you have superpowered bacteria. All we do right now with sinus infections is hit you with antibiotics and then hit you with another antibiotic and hit you with another antibiotic. And I think we are enhancing the antibiotic resistance. My favorite antibiotic for sinus infections, Augmentin. If you're not allergic to penicillin, I love Augmentin. Sometimes we'll use Bactrim. Sometimes we'll use Levaquin. Sometimes we'll use Omnicef. There's a variety of things, but usually we hit you with Augmentin. I've had sinus infections before. They hurt. And you know you have one because it hurts. You have the face pain. You have the teeth pain. Remember, you got lots of sinuses in there. You got a lot of room for inflammation. Take a picture of it, a CAT scan, an MRI, and it's full of fluid. Fluid hurts. When fluid's not supposed to be in a place where it's supposed to be, it hurts. So sinus surgery, sometimes an option. With a good surgeon, it could be pretty effective. Many of my patients that have had sinus surgery, however, years ago, would swear they'd never have it again. It was a miserable recovery, and many of them still have infections. Now, that's why the study may lay credence to that, because if you're having the superpower bacteria that like to live in the sinuses, whether you've opened up the plumbing and scooped stuff out and cleaned it up, bacteria will still decide to reside and then later affect you again. So it makes sense why some people, sinus surgery doesn't successfully prevent their future infections. Now, we are coming into flu season. I think when people get the flu, they could be thrown, obviously, into a more vulnerable state. So if you are more prone to sinus infections, get the flu shot. If you're prone to pneumonia, get the flu shot and the pneumonia shot. The allergy shots that people get, many people are confused. There's the once-a-year allergy, not the once-a-year, but the once-every-few-month allergy shot that some people get, which is a big whopping dose of steroids. I don't like to give that often. It's a huge dose of steroids. But it helps decrease allergies. Unfortunately, whenever you take steroids, it could decrease your defense system and you could be more prone to sinus infections. But then you have the allergy shots that many allergists do, or family docs or internists do, where it desensitizes you to a lot of the dust and mold and grasses and trees that are around your area. And these indigenous plants and molds and et cetera, they can, trigger an inflammatory response in your sinuses, which, who knows, may superpower these bacteria. So whenever you have chronic sinus infections, many times the ENT doctor says, let's get an allergist involved. They do the allergy shots, they desensitize you, and then hopefully you get less outbreaks. Remember, success doesn't have to be no more sinus infections. Success could be less sinus infections. So, less is better. When would you worry about having sinus infections? A sinus infection that lasts over 3 months or getting more than 4 a year? I'd be a little concerned. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess Monica Lewinsky is back in the news because she is going to write a tell-all book. Apparently, the former White House intern allegedly has been meeting with a number of major publishers. Of course, she's going to have to sign non-disclosure agreements, etc. But she, I guess, wants to come out and now give her, I guess, tell-all. Didn't she have to sign non-disclosure agreements when she was in the White House? Didn't she have to? I mean, I'm wondering how she'd be able to, because if you work in the White House, if you're an intern or whatever, I'm under the impression you are not allowed to talk about anything that happened there. So it's going to be very interesting to see how she could do this without violating her, I guess, agreement. Now, we don't know which, you know, publisher she's going to go with right now. From what we understand, she moved to England in 2005. She earned a master's degree in psychology. She worked as a news correspondent for the UK's Channel 5 News, has had tons of interviews on the Bill Clinton scandal that happened in 1998, kind of was kept under the radar. I believe she's about 39 years old right now. We're reading this from Daily Mail. She says she is not interested in capitalizing, or friends have said she's not interested in capitalizing off the scandal. Oh, come on. You have a book deal. Please. All right. Yeah, she will, make some money. She does have a business called The Real Monica. I guess she designs purses. This happened 14 years ago. Isn't it amazing? It's been 14 years since the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Apparently, Clinton had 9 separate sexual encounters with her at the time. What was interesting, and one of the reasons why this is being probably brought up now, is I guess her rabbi was the same rabbi that gave the benediction at the DNC last week. Lewinsky's former rabbi, David Wolp. He's a well-known figure in the Jewish community, so it makes sense that he would be giving the DNC benediction. And I think it was on the same day before Bill Clinton took the stage. I guess people didn't realize the irony of that. But, you know, it's her former rabbi. Anyway, unfortunately, you know, this scandal still haunts the wife, Hillary. I guess when she was in Egypt, protesters were screaming, "Monica, Monica," to her. I mean, come on, it's been 14 years. Cut her some slack. But, you know, book deal, I don't think I want to really know. You know, I don't think I need to know. No more of the dress. No more of the, what was it, a blue dress? Who wants to hear that kind of stuff? But, you know, it's this type of stuff sells. You know, so but it'll be kind of interesting to see if she's able to what she's able to say in terms of he as president and he as sneaking around the White House, you know, what she's able to disclose in terms of that if she had to sign non-disclosures. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Speaking about being or disclosing, Facebook, obviously, we undisclose things all the time. Or disclose things all the time. And a new study suggests that the more people spend time on Facebook and Twitter and other social networking sites, the less active they are and the more inclined to gain weight. A big resounding duh for this one. In the study, researchers from the University of Ulster in Northern Ireland had 350 students complete an online survey. I love these studies with survey. So, right? Are they just going to throw answers down so they get done? The students answered questions about their levels of social networking activity and physical activity. Most people say they're on the sites for an average of 1 hour each day, according to the study. Slightly more than half the students said they were moderately active, one-third said they were highly active, and about 12% said low physical activity. 25% of the students were in team sports. So basically, people that spent more time on social networking sites gained weight. Now, what's interesting is an article came out on the stability ball. You know those big, huge, flexible balls? And I remember last year they were talking about how to exercise in the workplace. Like maybe swap your office chair for the exercise ball. Now, these exercise balls, according to the American Council on Exercise, says it improves your balance. It gives you stronger abdominal, core, and trunk muscles. It improves your posture. You have a better balance of muscle strength between your abdomen and your back. And again, you know, you're moving while on it. So I think it's a great idea to try to swap any sort of office chair with one of these balls. Now, of course, you need to figure out how big a ball you need based on your desk. So maybe save the receipt. Buy a few because you'd probably have to be on one of the bigger balls. But I think it's a great idea. You know, I think if you sit on a ball that rolls around, you need to use your legs to stabilize you. You need to always be balancing. Watch TV on one of these balls. I think it's a great idea. So, you know, many of us, this social networking is entertainment. You know, a lot of times when I can't sleep, I'm like, you know what? I'll, you know, read what my friends are doing. You know, because you can't call your friends, you know, at 11 o'clock at night or midnight. So you'll go, you'll see what they're doing on Facebook. You'll go, oh, the kids look like that. Oh, look at them grow. This. You'll email your friends. You'll message your friends. And then boom. So, you know, we used to be on the telephone. And even if we had a phone with a cord, a lot of times we would walk around back and forth on the phone. We're not doing that. We're sitting and texting. We're sitting and Facebooking. We're sitting and tweeting. And we're not getting off our duffs. You know, we were talking about the New York City soda ban. It had passed. And, you know, it's Mayor Bloomberg's initiative to fight obesity and combat obesity. And you don't know what. Is it going to go after French fries snacks or hamburger snacks. And you know, if you really want to combat obesity, we need to do what we did in the 40s and 50s and in the turn of the 20th century, and we moved more. And it's really hard to Facebook on the go. It's really hard to Twitter on the go. So you plant your butt and you go to the computer and you, now, on the flip side, I use Facebook for news. So I get a lot of my updates on what's going on, whether it's locally or whatever, you know, and so some of you are using it, you know, in terms of news. I mean, now everybody's plastering what's going on with who, where's the party, what's going on in Libya, or, you know, and so, you know, we used to watch TV to do that, or would sit on the couch and talk on the phone. So I think definitely they have a point. We probably need to get off our duffs, so we probably need to, Facebook a little bit less. At least many of us, you know, Facebook on the phone, but it just blows my mind how something like Facebook always seems to be in the news. I mean, this was supposed to be a fad like MySpace. And look at the longevity and the popularity Facebook and Twitter have. It blows my mind. I still don't see how it could last long term in terms of its effectiveness, because once so many people log on and so many people are posting, it gets very cluttered, and I really have to apologize to a lot of my friends and listeners who are like, well, did you see my post? No, I didn't. You know, you have 5,000 some connects. No, you're not going to see the post. So we're already starting to see a limit in its effectiveness. The only way it really works well is if you have a finite amount of people, and those are the only ones you allow. With my show, though, anybody who wants to connect, we connect, which is why I like this Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page while sitting on your exercise ball, because with that, I feel like it's less crowded. We only have a few thousand people on the Facebook page, but still, please click connect. I'd love to be able to communicate with you. Same thing with Twitter. It's nice to get Twitter feed notes again, but when you have thousands of people that you're following, it's too messy. So interesting stuff. All right, so we got a teenage girl, 14-year-old. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, with permanently disfigured teeth as an unlicensed dental or dentist worked on her. Apparently, this happened. Oh, where is the city? It's not saying. You know what? We're coming up on break. Let me look at this. I can't believe how many people go to doctors who are unlicensed. Out of Miami. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dial. So anyway, this unfortunate girl had gone, I guess, to a Backstreet clinic labeled Dental Dungeon. Mom had taken her to a dentist who operated at the back of his house in Miami, Florida. Unfortunately, she got a huge infection, which caused her teeth to separate from her gums. This unlicensed dentist was 81-year-old Humberto Perez. He charged her $500 for the tooth work, didn't even use latex gloves. She was bleeding, screaming. Ordeal lasted 2 hours. Victim's mom stood there and watched. The mom questioned the dentist about her screams, and she was told that, oh, she was just being scared. Mom leaves the room because she couldn't take it anymore. They gave her supposedly anesthesia, but I doubt it worked. Now, of course, let me see. Okay. His daughter entered the room and told the father, Dad, I hate when you work on children. They always put on a show with the crying. So even family members were there at the time. You wonder, should the mom who took her child there be arrested too? I mean, in addition to somebody practicing dentistry without a license, maybe the parents need to be charged. I mean, what parent takes a child to an outside, you know, to a dentist in the back of someone's house? Anyway, poor girl, severely disfigured. She's hopefully going to get dental work to repair that. But just honestly, you look up who you're going to, okay? Look, I mean, mom could claim she didn't know. But, you know, unfortunately, there are scam artists out there who pretend to be dentists and say they'll do this, but they could do it cheaper. And so they prey on vulnerable people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Looks like a lab mishap in a high school biology class sent several students and their teacher to the hospital this week. Students at Arlington High School were working on an experiment to test for proteins and amino acids, mixing it in several chemicals. The teacher opened a vial under a vent hood, but it caused an unexpected reaction, released fumes that smelled like burning chemicals. Five students and the teacher had nausea, dizziness, headaches, had to go to the hospital for evaluation. Rest of the class was evacuated. From what I understand, everybody is stable. Also in news today, Breeders Choice has been recalling dog food. Breeders Choice Pet Foods is recalling one of its brands due to potential salmonella contamination. The recall affects Avoderm Natural Lamb Meal and Brown Rice. Well, that kind of sounds good. Lamb and bread. I know it's dog food. I'm hungry. And the best before dates of August 28, 2013. Recalled product was distributed to retailers in California, Georgia, Illinois, Nevada, Virginia, Washington. Wash your hands if you touch this dog food, because salmonella on dog food could pose a risk to humans. All right, speaking of salmonella, Indiana Farm linked to salmonella pulls their watermelons voluntarily. Indiana Farm has this week voluntarily withdrawn its watermelons from the market and is working with state and federal officials to find the source of salmonella in their watermelons. Salmonella, if you get salmonella poisoning, within a couple days you start getting fever and nausea, vomiting and diarrhea and abdominal cramps. And luckily we can, treat it with antibiotics. But food poisoning, not fun, and salmonella can kind of hit you pretty quickly. But most of the time, it takes a couple days for the bacteria to replicate. Chamberlain Farm Produce, Inc. of Owensville issued a statement saying it was unaware of anyone becoming ill from the watermelon, but they are going to voluntarily recall it while they're working with the FDA. The FDA, Pat L. Hinaway, confirmed the agency was investigating the watermelon, which is basically, Chamberlain is about 20 miles north of Evansville. Let me see here. All right. Then they go into the cantaloupe outbreak. Whatever happens to the cantaloupe outbreak? The cantaloupe salmonella outbreak affected 204 people in 22 states. Two people died. 78 hospitalized from salmonella. I mean, salmonella could lead to dehydration. It could probably lead to sepsis. It could lead to, you know, if untreated, it could be pretty serious. Right now, though, with the watermelon cases, no illnesses. Now, we heard about this watermelon issue about a month ago when the CDC had found a strain identified in the watermelon, and it appeared to be related to those in live poultry. So somehow something got mixed. All right. Anyway, that's what's going on with their fever, abdominal pain, cramps. If you have any of that, you need to notify your doctor. I mean, what's frustrating, like with the Listeria, is people came down with the Listeria illness weeks after they were exposed last year, remember? And so when they were going to the doctor, when they were talking to the doctor about, you know, oh, I have these symptoms, they didn't bring up, oh, I had a slice of cantaloupe on my breakfast plate at a restaurant months ago. They don't remember. And, you know, if that's the case, you know, a doctor may never figure out, or, I mean, he may eventually running tests, but, you know, whenever you eat any, you know, I guess we eat fruits and vegetables every day. I guess just bring it up. You're not feeling right? Bring it up. All right. Little tiny telescope restores vision in aging eyes. This is very interesting. All right. Macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in our seniors. It damages the macula tissue in the retina, which could create a blind spot in your central field of vision. They've discovered a telescope implant, which is smaller than a pea, which works by projecting images onto an undamaged part of the retina. So it kind of moves the image to a portion that's still healthy so that the person could see objects again right in front of them. Really cool type stuff. So far, 50 individuals in the United States have received the implant, according to UC Davis. Candidates for the procedure are those 75 or older who have stable but untreatable end-stage age-related macular degeneration. Individuals must have the dry type, not the acute wet type. The dry type is the more common cause of age-related macular degeneration. By the way, guys, don't smoke. Smoking puts you at very high risk for this. All right. The leaky wet type causes blood vessel leakage. That's why they call it the wet type. All right. So top university. Sorry, I'm trying to slam in all this information to you guys. Looks like we have the U.S. colleges report. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. U.S. News and World Report survey has ranked 1,400 colleges in their annual report. Most schools hold the same position, with Harvard and Princeton at the top. Tuition for Harvard is $40,866 a year. Princeton, number two, $38,650 a year. Yale came in number three, but it's more expensive than Harvard, $42,000 a year. Columbia University came in fourth. Columbia University, $47,000 a year. University of Chicago, $44,000 a year, came in fourth. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, $42,000, and Stanford tied. Stanford's about $41,000 a year. So a four-year program, even though most college now is five-year program, that's $200,000 for an undergrad education. Is that ridiculous? Duke University, $43,000. University of Pennsylvania, $43,000. California Institute of Technology, $38,000. Dartmouth College came in 10th, $45,000 a year. That is incredible. I mean, our Ivy Leagues... better. I mean, I went to UNLV and I loved UNLV. I feel my education there was phenomenal. True, UNLV is not Ivy League, but I think UNLV prepared me so well for medical school. Even though you don't really take medical classes in your undergrad, my science background, my biology background, my writing background, my math and statistics, chemistry, etc., very well prepared. You know, so if some of you are like, I don't think I want to spend $45,000, I'm not surprised. Finally, scientists found non-smokers exposed to secondhand smoke lost 20% of their memory. All right? If you are married to somebody who smokes and you are breathing in secondhand smoke, your memory can drop. We'll probably talk about this more on future shows. Please, guys, have a great rest of the day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.